We had a good summer from yesterday, a little bit, then we'll go back to it. We have a machlokes in the Gemara, when is the chilensin of a shayim? Is it mishas mashiach or is it mishas ha'inus? A little bit, we don't have a lot of time now, but absolutely. Is it mishas mashiach or is it mishas ha'inus? So in Agamara, it seems to be a machlokes. The Lishnachama Rava on the one hand holds that it's mishas mashiach. And the Lishnabasar Rava, as well as her papa, hold that it's mishas misa. And the nafkaminas in Agamara, you have two nafkaminas. You have a nafkamina gabi kimla d'rabine. That's her papa's case. And you'd have a nafkamina lagabi achayis nechosim. That's Rava's case. If it was achayis nechosim, then the inus happened by the assignment. Those are the two cases. And from our Gemara, the gish that we have in the Gemara, hainu derapapa, pliga derapapa, the two issues are tied together. So in the Rambam separates the two issues. And the issue of kimli b'drabanei, the Rambam passes like derapapa, that is mishas miso. And the issue of achayis nechosim, the Rambam passes like lishna kamer Rava, that is mishas Meshicha. So Kasimishna explains that the Rambam apparently didn't have the Gish in the Gemara that the two issues are connected, the Hainu Derapapa and the Pliga Derapapa, the Rambam apparently didn't have. And the Rambam holds that it's taka separate issues, that the Chiyuv B'Poel is B'Shas Miso. But the Siba Mechayeves, the Chiyuv B'Koyach, what the Kasimishna calls. But Shimon, I looked it up, it is there, it's in Simon Chavetzia, Simon Chavtes Oizayim. What? Oh, that's weird. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, so perhaps I write it. I'm posting it online, but maybe one day it'll be in a sefer. I don't know. I don't know what's the pshat in there. I'm not a big book in Rishim, so I don't know. Interesting. So, and Rav Shimon's lashon is that it's the Sibas Achiyuv. That Sibas Achiyuv is Meshab in the Chosid. Like by Zarek Chais, he has this very beautiful dimin to the Mukhi Yosef. Sibas Achiyuv is Meshab in the Chosid. So that's the Shitas Aram. The Sibas Achiyuv is Meshas Meshicha, the Chiyuv of Poel is later on. So we played out, we saw in the Ram's Lashitosa. There got to be two things. I don't know if you spoke both of them yesterday or only one. First of all, the Gemara Ban Metzia Tzadik Zayin says that if somebody was a shoyl, he had this deal that he's a shoyl chatziyim and he's a soicher chatziyim, and then the parah died and he doesn't know if the misa was b'shas shoyl or the misa was b'shas schirus. So the Gemara says that he's potter. The old boy b'shem alav bar yodok, so he's potter. So the Rishonim speak out that only makes sense if it's called any day mischayafti, but if it's any day in praticha, then halacha should be that he's chayav. Apparently, that Gemara holds that it's such a suffix is called any day in Ischayafti. So Rabban explains that it's totally in the two Lashonis and Rabba. If the Chiyuv Oynes is Bishas Miso, that means until the Oynes happens in the She'elo, so there is no Chiyuv. So here there's a suffix, if there ever was a Chiyuv. Maybe there was an Oynes in Ischayav, and maybe he gave the Behemoth safely back, because if he goes into the Zman of the Schiris, that means he finished the She'elo B'Shalom. So it's Kilu, he returned the Behemoth. And then he took it again as a Seichah, it's a different story. So it's a suffix in the chiyuv. So that's any day in Ischayafti. That's apparently what the Gemara over there holds, like the Lishna Basra. On the other hand, if you hold like the Lishna Kama, that the chiyuv Oynes is B'Shas Meshicha, that means immediately B'Shas Meshicha, he becomes chayiv. He patters himself by giving the behemoth back safely, or by paying for the behemoth if the behemoth is lost. But the chiyuv Be'etzim, as soon as he takes the behemoth, he is chayiv immediately to give back either the behemoth or domeo. So he immediately has a chiyuv. So now it's any day in Praticha. So then he should be chayev. So the Ramban says in the Chanami that Gemara must hold like the Lishna Basra of Rava that the chiyuv sheil is b'shas miso, and the Ramban holds because of that and that the halacha is taka like the Lishna Basra. Says the asked the Lechem Mishnah, but it doesn't. So what do you do with the Rama? The Rama paskins like that Gemara that he's potter. Apparently, it's any day in Ischayafti. And yet, in our Gemara, the Rambam passes like the Lishna Kama, that Mishas Mashiach is Chayiv, and there's a Shiva Nechosim. So the answer, presumably, is the Rambam's Lashitosa. That even according to Lishna Kama Rova, Mishas Mashiach is only the Sibas Achiyuv. But the Chiyuv B'Poyol is when the Behemoth dies. So there, yes, there was a Sibas Achiyuv, but there's a Sofik that there's ever a Chiyuv B'Poyol. The Sofik that there's ever a Chiyuv B'Poyol is a Vada called Enei Deim Schayafti. Like, let's say I was, this is my muscle, maybe it's not a total muscle, I was Zorach Chaitz. And then any day, but he doesn't know if it tore anything. So you have the Sibas Achiyuv, you don't know if the chiyuv ever happened. So Mitchayev is analogous. You zoyer chayes. You have a sibas achiyev. If it'll damage anything, you'll be chayev. But the chiyev pile is only when it tears. So if you don't know if it tore anything out of your potter, it's any day is chayavti. So that's the Torah. The Torah of the Rambam. The Rambam here works it very well. L'shitasa. Then the Rambam's l'shitasa in another halacha as well. The Ramban b'mitzia mem gimel. I talked about this yesterday. I think I did. The Ramban b'mitzia mem gimel discusses the following. Why is it, he says, that a ganav pays kishas hagzela? He sold something that was worth one zuz, then it went up in value to four zuz, and then it broke bonus. So how much does the ganav have to pay? That's the Gemara b'kamas hamachay in many places. That kol hagzelan mishalman kishas hagzela. On the other hand, says the Ramban, says it's poshut, seems to emerge from the sugya over there as well, that that a shoyel pays the value of the shas ha'inus. So ask the Ramban, what's the difference? How come a ganav, they both have a chiyav einsin? How come the ganav pays b'shas she'elo and b'shas miso, the value of shas miso, and the bailam pays, and a ganav pays the value of shas agneilo? So Ramban answers, Ramban says a little bit more complicated answer, I'm oversimplifying for the time being, but the Ramban answers that it's because we all like to listen to Basra. So by a shoyel, the chiyav miso is b'shas, the chiyav einsin is b'shas miso. So you look at the value of the shas miso. By a ganav, the chiyav is already mishas agnevo. The chiyav einsin is mishas agnevo. And therefore, you pay the value of the shasa, the value of the shasa agnevo. That's kind of the Ramban. Again, the Ramban l'shitosu, the halacha is like the lishna basra. And if you lishna kama, it would be different. If you do lishna kama, the Ramban implies, then in echanami, you would pay the value of the shasa mashiach. So the lechem mishnah asks, again, so how did Shimon, not the Lechem, the Ksois, in Reis Tzadik Aleph asks that the, maybe I didn't say this yesterday, the Ksois in Shimon Reis Tzadik Aleph asks that the Magen Mishnah in Perek Ches She'ela Halacha Gimel says for Dovah Poshut that a Shoyel pays like the Shasa Miso. Even though Ganav clearly pays the Moses of Fares, the Ramah fasting the Ganav pays Kshasa Gnevo. So what's the difference? The Ramban said the difference is because we pass them like the Lishna Basra. And the chi of shayil, the chi of einsin of a shayil is mishas miso. But the Rama passing like lishna kama, that the chi of a shayil is also mishas mishicha. So the chi of a shayil is mishas mishicha. So then, the chi of a shayil is mishas mishicha. So then, how much should it get? So you should pay like the, you should pay one zuz. Why do you pay four zuz? The kitzur, the Ramban's teres doesn't apply to the Rama. The Ramban's distinction that a shayil pay is mishayev mishas miso. That's why you pay four zuz. And the ganav is mischayev mishas gnevo. That's why he pays one zuz. That works in the Ramban. It doesn't work for the Ramban. The Ramban passes like the lishna kama. So why does the Magen Mishnah say that the Ramban also agrees that as far as the yukar mezuzah is concerned, the ganav pays one zuz and the shoyel, if it's nenas, pays four zuz. That's the ksoisis kash. So again, the same chesed. The Ramban is shitosei. The Ramban holds like the lishna kama, but that's only the sibas achiyev. But the chiyev poil is bishas. The chiyav poil is b'shas miso, even by the chiyav poil, the Rambam agrees is b'shas miso. Like, see if I can leave the Rambam. So, man, as far as yukar v'zul is concerned, we can say the same distinction as the Ramban. A ganav pays the chiyav of a ganav, even the chiyav poil is b'shas gneva. So he pays only one zuz. The chiyav of a shoyel in einsin, yes, because the sibas achiyav is by the mashicha, but the chiyav poil is only b'shas einus, and therefore you pay four zuz. Again, we see a consistent sheet in the Rambam. The Ritva, so we have so far two shittas. We have the shittas Ramban how to understand the machlekes between the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. The shita of the Ramban understands the Gemara very literally. That if you hold like the Lishna Kama, that a shoyel is chayev mishas mashicha, that means that he's mamash chayev bepoil mishas mashicha. As soon as he's meshach the para, he becomes chayev to return the power of the mehel. And giving back the power is a p'tur. But the chiyav b'poil is chal mishas mashicha, and the Lishna Basra argues. But according to the Ramban, the machlek is between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra, is literal chiyav and the b'poil. When is the chiyav actually chal? According to Lishna Kama, the chiyav is chal b'poil b'shas mashicha. With all that implies, therefore there's a suffix, it's called any day in praticha, and therefore the how much would you pay? You would pay like the value of the shas mashicha. Kimli, but the Rabbanei will be totally in the Shas Mashicha. The whole Dover, it's a real chiyuv b'Shas Mashicha with the p'tur when you give it back later. And Lishna Basra said, no, the chiyuv is totally in the Shas HaOinz. That's the Ramban's understanding of the Machlekes and Agamar. The Ramban's understanding of the Machlekes between the Lishna Kam and the Lishna Basra is that it's not a Machlekes about the chiyuv of Poyol. The chiyuv of Poyol is about a Shas Miso, like our Papa said. Nobody argues on our Papa. The Machlekes between the Lishna Kam and the Lishna Basra is in the chiyuv of Bekayach, what the Kesher Mishnah calls, or what the Rav Shimon calls the Sivas HaChiyuv. The Lishna Kam holds the Sivas HaChiyuv is Bishas Mashicha. So therefore you have Achrayis Nechosim Mishas Mashicha, because Achrayis Nechosim is Mishavad Nechosim. But the Chiyuv B'Poyel, the Lishna Kam agrees, is only Bishas Misa. So Kimli Rabbani is totally in the Shas Misa, and the Yukub Zulu is totally in the Shas Misa, and it's called Eini Deim Ischayavti. So only the Lishna Kam just holds that the Sivas HaChiyuv is Bishas Mashicha, and apparently the Lishna Basra holds that even that's not true, that even the Sivas HaChiyuv is not Mishas Mashicha. The Sivas HaChiyuv is also Bishas Ha'inus, which maybe needs a Hezbollah rule by itself, because that's a little bit hard to understand. But according to Ram, that's okay. There's a third Shita, which is the Ritva, just what I mentioned briefly. The Ritva in B'Metzia, it's Adik Zayin, but that can worry about any day if it was Bishas Ha'inus or Bishas Chiris. So he asked the Ramban, he also talks about the Ramban's Kasha. Why is it called any day in Mishayafti? If you hold like the Lishna Kama, so it's any day in Praticha, it's not any day in Mishayafti. Ramban's Kasha. So what did the Ramban answer? That Gemara is going like the Lishna Basra Taka. The Ritva says, no, the Gemara is going even like the Lishna Kama. If you're going like the Lishna Kama, so that means the Chiv is Mishas Mishicha, so why is that called any day in Mishayafti? Says the Ritva, the Lishna Kama holds that the Chiv is Mishas Mishicha, that means that he's Chayev L'mafreya Mishas Mishicha. The Chiv happens when the behemoth is nenas, when the behemoth dies. When the behemoth dies, he's Chayev L'mafreya Mishas Mishicha. That's how he understands the Lishna Kam. So therefore, this is like a different sheet. This is neither the Rambam nor the Rambam. The Ritva's take on Lishna Kam is the Chiv is Chal B'Shas Miso, but it's Chal B'Shas Miso L'mafreya Mishas Mishicha. So therefore he says, the Gabe any day is Chayafti, that's called any day is Chayafti. Mishas Mashicha, we don't know that there's a Chiyuv. If there will be an Oinus, then L'mafreya will be Chayav Mishas Mashicha. But if there won't be an Oinus, then he will not have been Chayav L'mafreya Mishas Mashicha. So now we have a Sofik, was there an Oinus? Is that called any day is Chayafti? Or is it called any day in Praticha? That's the Ritva, that's called any day is Chayafti. Because yes, there was a Mashicha, but that Mashicha, we don't know if it's significant. That we have to wait and see if there will be an Oinus. If there will be an Oinus, then there was a Chiyuv, L'mafreya. But if there won't be an Oinus, then there was no Chiyuv L'mafreya. That's called any day is Chayafti. So therefore, the Ritva said the Gemara B'Metzia about any day is Chayafti, about any day, that's good even in Lishna Kama. Because it's taka, both according to Lishna Kama and according to Lishna Basra, the Chiyuv, we don't know if there's a Chiyuv until there's an Oinus. So it's any day is Chayafti. On the other hand, as far as Kimli B'Rabbani is concerned, the Ritva's Goris in our Gemara, like Agir's in the Gemara, the Haina der Apopo, Pliga der Apopo, that Kimli D'Rabbanei is totally in the two Lishonos. Because when we want to decide if it's Kimli D'Rabbanei or not, according to Lishna Kama, since the Chiyuv is L'mafreya Mishas Mashicha, so when is the Kimli D'Rabbanei, when is the moment for Kimli D'Rabbanei to apply? Mishas Mashicha or Mishas Miso? Mishas Mashicha. Because bottom line is the Chiyuv happens L'mafreya Mishas Mashicha. So if he's Chayav Miso Mishas Mashicha, there is Kimli D'Rabbanei. If he's Chayav Miso Mishas Miso, then there's no Kimli D'Rabbanei. So in that sense, it's not like the Rama. The Ritva on the one hand, it was is a third shita. He's goyis in our Gemara, haynu the Rapapa, pligi the Rapapa, that the machlokes between the Lishna Kam and the Lishna Basra Rova is a machlokes about Rapapa's din as well, meaning it's a machlokes about Kimli Rabbanei as well. That's like the Ramban. On the other hand, he holds that even according to Lishna Kama, it's still called Eini Deim Ischayavti. How do we reconcile those two things? Ritva explains, because it works L'mafreya. The pshat in Lishna Kama is the chiyuv bepoyal is chal b'shas misa l'mafreya from the shas mashicha. So kimli d'rabbanei, we look at the l'mafreya. But as far as any day is concerned, if you don't know if there was a l'mafreya, if you don't know if there was an oinus, then you don't know if there was a l'mafreya, so you don't know if there was a chiyuv. It's any day, it's chayavti. Those are the three, basically the three shittas. I want to explore a question. Double question. Really. I'll just raise the question today, and we'll have to pick it up tomorrow. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, the sugya that we're talking about at great length, that why is a ganav chayav an oinus? What?
Kol
Hashalom.
Can
you? Kol Hashalom. That's Rashi. Rashi is Kol Hashalom. What is the Gemara? So what's the lashon of the Gemara? Midi Dahavi Hashalom. The Gemara grapples. Why is the guy? Why is the guy of Chayim Anoins? Rav said he's Chayim Anoins because he's Mamish Kainu the Gneb. It's his Gneb. The Be'en, the Chayfetz belongs to him. So he gives the Chayfetz back. The Torah is Tashlim. So for states of Chayim Anoins. But we don't pass like Rav. We pass like Rava. That's for sure. Everybody passing like Rava. All the Rishonim. Rava says, no, that's not why he's Chayim Anoinsin. The Gemara there is bothered. Why is the guy of Chayim Anoinsin? Rav said it must be because he's kind of the Chayfetz. And Rava said, no, he's Chayim Anoinsin because he's midi dahavi Hashoyal. He's like a Shoyal. Hora, look at the Ramban. Let's start with the Ramban. Is a guy of really like a Shoyal? The guy with the Chayim Anoinsin. According to the Ramban, they're different. When is a Shoyal Chayim? When is a shoyl mischayev anoinsin?
Shas
misa. Shas misa. The Ramban passing like Lishna Basra. When is a ganav chayev anoinsin?
Shas
gneva. Why is it cholok? The Ramban says it is cholok. That's the Ramban in Mamitzim Mem Gimel. He says that it is cholok. That's why the ganav pays kidimei kara, only one zos, and the shoyl pays kishas misa, four zos. So the Ramban says that it is different. But why is it different? If the chayev anoinsin of a ganav is midi davi shoyl, so why is it different? That's in the Ramban. Maybe not such an acute question, but it is a question. In the Rambam, it's even worse. According to the Rambam, even a shoyl, the Rambam passes like the Lishna Kama. That means that even a shoyl, the Rambam passes, his chiyuv, his mischayev, mishas mashiach. And yet, when does the chiyuv of a poyl take effect, according to the Rambam? Shas mishiach. That's what Ram understands the Lishna Kama. I'm passing like Lishna Kama. That's his understanding of the Lishna Kama. The Shoyal is actually Mischaya B'Shasa Oynes, but nonetheless, even though he's Mischaya B'Shasa Oynes, the Chiyah B'Poyal is only when it's actually Nenas. So now we'll ask ourselves, what is the nature of the Chiyah Oynes of a Ganav? Is it also kind of. Why should it gotta be different? See, it's really the same question, but it bothers me more in the Rambam even than in the Ramban. Because in the Ramban holds that the issue by Shoyal, the machlokes between the two Lashonis by Shoyal is, Lemaisu, when is the Chiyuv Einsim? Like we could phrase it, when is he Mischayev Einsim? Lishna Kama holds his Mischayev Einsim Mishas Mashicha, Lishna Bas holds his Mischayev Einsim Mishas Miso. So it's a machlok is about when is he mischayev anoinsin, and the Ramban passes like Lishna Basra, he's mischayev anoinsin mishas misa. So yechelanu loymer that there's some reason out there which we haven't identified for some reason a ganav is mischayev anoinsin mishas gneva, a shoyl is only mischayev anoinsin mishas misa like the Lishna Basra, and for some reason yet to be discovered, a ganav is different. He's mischayev mishas gneva. We'll have to figure out exactly what the reason is. We'll probably have to take a closer look at that Ramban and Bamitzim and Gimel. To see what the reason might be. If perhaps the Ramban might give us some clue. In the Rambam, it's worse. The Rambam holds that a shoyl really is also mechayev himself, mishas mashicha, in einsin. And yet, when is the chiyuv b'poyel chal? The shoyl wants him. The shoyl is being mechayev himself, mishas mashicha. That's the siva mechayevus. And yet, the chiyuv b'poyel is only chal when the shoe drops, when the misa happens. Apparently, the Rambam holds that that's the nature of a chiyuv achrayis. That even though you're assuming the achrayis mishas mashicha, but when you assume achrayis mishas mashicha, lemaisi only become chayiv b'poyel by the shas misa. In the Rambam, the reason why in the Lishna Kama, according to the Rambam, the reason why the chiyuv b'poyel is b'shas misa, rapapa, is not because that's when he's mischayiv. The Rambam passes like Lishna Kama, he's actually mischayiv mishas mashicha. And nonetheless, rapapa tells me that the chiyuv b'poyel is only chal b'shas misa. That can't be because he's only mechayev himself b'shas miso. After all, he's mechayev himself. The Rambam passes like Lishna Kama. He's mechayev himself b'shas mashicha. And yet the chiyuv only happens because the Rambam holds Lishna Kama. Rava doesn't argue in Rapapa. He's mechayev himself b'shas mashicha like the Lishna Kama of Rava. But the chiyuv b'poyel actually happens when it happens like Rapapa. So apparently that's the nature of a chiyuv achrayis. You can be mechayev yourself in the very beginning, but the nature of achrayis is that you become chayev when you make the guarantee now, but when do you actually become obligated? When the oinus happens. Apparently that's the nature of a chiyuv achrayis. Well, what about a ganav? A ganav is also chayiv in achrayis, and he's mischayiv b'shas agneva. But when should the chayiv b'poil be l'chayra b'shas misa? But that's clearly not true. A ganav's chayiv b'poil is not b'shas misa. Ganav's chayiv b'poil is b'shas agneva, and we have many rayas to that. How do we know that by a ganav the chayiv b'poil is b'shas agneva, not later on b'shas agneva? What?
It's per memila. The case that the Ramban is resident.
First of all, from Yukra Mezula, how much does he pay? He pays only onesies, not foursies. Then another raya, maybe even a strong raya, from the din of Kimli Drabine. By She'ela, when is Kimli Drabine Tolian? Rav Papa's Halacha. When do we look at, when is the moment when Kimli Drabine would kick in? Shas Misa, that's Rav Papa's Halacha. What about by Gneva? When is the moment of Kimli Drabine by Gneva? Shas Gneva, Ferish and Gemara. If Gon B'Shabbos, he's Potter. Either Misa happened later. By, when it comes to Gneva, Kimli Drabine is totally in the Shasa HaGneva, not in the Shasa Misa. Why is it different? Why is a Ganav different than a Shoyl? L'chayor, you have to say that the Chiv of a Ganav, Chiv Unsin of a Ganav, is a fundamentally different kind of Chiv. It's not a Chiv Achrayis at all. The Chiv of a Shoyl is a Chiv Achrayis. And the nature of a chayiv achrayis is he takes the achrayis now, but when does he actually become chayiv? When the mis happens, because that's what achrayis means. And the chayiv of a ganav is apparently not a chayiv achrayis altogether. It's a chayiv tashlumen. That as soon as when he steals the gneva, he becomes chayiv be'etzim be'tashlumen. What's tashlumen? Oyhu oydomov. It's not like rabbi is actually claiming the chayivs. He only has to be mentioned of the chayivs. But he's a chayiv tashlumen that he has to, somehow, maybe he needs a hesper also, but this is how it is. That it's not a chiv of achrayis, which is only chal later on. He's right away mischayiv in v'shilim. He had right away as a chiv tashlumen. He can be mechayim the tashlumen with the gneiv itself. He can mechayim the tashlumen some other way. But it's not a chiv of achrayis. It's very different than the chiv of a shoyl, which is fine and plausible, but what's shver? The Gemara says midi have a shoyl. Point to Rambam. What midi have a shoyl? It's mamish apples and oranges. It has absolutely nothing to do with the shoyl. And in fact, it's really very close to Rav. Rav said, "You see, he's chayiv anointing. Why is he chayiv anointing? It must be that giving back the chayfetz is a chayiv tashlumen." To which Rav says, "No, raya. It's chayiv to give back the chayfetz is midi d'avei ashoil. He's not claiming the chayfetz. Why is he chayiv anointing? Midi d'avei ashoil. No, it's preferish in the Gemara. But the reason why Ganav is chayiv anointing is because midi d'avei ashoil. So if he's midi d'avei ashoil, but so how come he's so different than a shoil? Both mischayiv b'shas meshicha, and yet by a shoil the chayiv b'poil is only b'shas misa, and by a Ganav the chayiv b'poil is chal right away." So that's what I want to work out a terrace. Where we need to take a close look at is the Ramban in Bamitsiyah and Gimel, where he talks about this chiluk about Yukra Mezula, why a ganav is kein shaganav and a shoyl is mishas misa. And it's kedai to see over there not only the Ramban but also the Ritva, the real Ritva, not the pseudo Ritva, not the old Ritva, the new Ritva. Okay.
This is the fact that it'd be kindly highlighted.